Well, truly, a young artist spotlight this time, ages 13, 12, and 12, violinists all, but one of the reasons they're not the youngest ever on the program is that two of them were here last year, and one of them the year before that.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Jason Scott, and I'm delighted to be with you this afternoon, and since we are at the 3 o'clock hour on this Wednesday, we are ready to begin another exciting edition of the 2016 season of Young Artist Spotlight. And here to introduce you to today's young musicians is FM 89's George Mason. George?
And thank you, FM 89's Jason Scott. Well, truly, a young artist spotlight this time, ages 13, 12, and 12, violinists all, but one of the reasons they're not the youngest ever on the program is that two of them were here last year, and one of them the year before that, and one of them even the year before that. And even for me, that math was not too difficult. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis, and thanks to Youth Orchestras of Fresno for helping to produce this program. And we're going to be hearing from Aidan Coleman and Benjamin Pegram and Emily Okayasu. And we're going to begin with 13-year-old Aidan Coleman. Aidan, why the violin and how long ago?
Since I was 6 years old.
And how did that start?
Kind of by coincidence. I kind of begged to do it. I just don't know why, but something just made me want to play it.
Just from hearing it, and you just said, I got to do that.
Yes.
And from what I understand, you plan on doing that for the rest of your life and maybe even composing.
Yes.
And who would be the composer you would like to meet the most if you could, say, tomorrow for breakfast or lunch? And why would that be?
Possibly Ludwig von Beethoven. Because I do know he has composed much music, as far as I know. I want to ask him, how does he compose music? Like, excellency, if that's even a real word.
Right. What do you have for us today?
You mean the piece?
Mm-hmm.
G from the Sonata in D minor.
And not from Beethoven, but from Veracini.
Yes.
Francesco Veracini, 18th century, wrote several violin sonatas. And here we have, from Alta Sierra Intermediate, eighth grader now, and teacher Willard Robinson, we have Aidan Coleman, accompanied by Rebecca Messer here live on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
You're the first of three violinists here live on Young Artist Spotlight. 13-year-old Aidan Coleman here live in our Bonner studio, Valley Public Radio. Now, coming up next, we have a familiar face, if not, you know, I need to get back to our website to see how many in our archive of Young Artist Spotlights we have, including the photos, because Benjamin Pegram is back here with us now. And he's, as we were remarking before the show, about a head taller than he was last year. He's 12 years old, been here since he was how many years old?
Probably, I think, 9.
9 or 10, right. Well, 3 years, right?
Yeah.
And so what has happened? Tell us, fill us in, what's been happening the last year with the violin. How have you been progressing? What have you been practicing? And what's your practice schedule? So forth.
Well, I've been just, like, trying to get in violin practice whenever I can. And because I haven't had as much time as I used to because I've been really busy lately with homework. And stuff.
Oh, with what?
Mainly homework.
Oh, with homework, huh? Oh, here's your chance to tell all your teachers how busy you've been with your homework. Which subjects?
All A, B homework.
Oh, I see. What's your favorite subject outside of music or maybe including music?
Math.
Now, why is that? So many musicians like math. So many. Do you have any idea why that might be, or just it just happens?
I don't know.
Which level of math, and I say this trying to relate to my own experience, you know, trigonometry, no thanks. Geometry, yeah. Algebra, maybe. How about yourself?
Anything, pretty much.
Anything, pretty much. You have what for us today? I see no sheet music in front of you, so this is coming out of your head and memorization. And what will that be this afternoon?
St. Saëns' Third Concerto.
Saint-Saëns, Third Concerto, first movement, right?
Yeah.
Franz Liszt called Saint-Saëns the world's greatest organist, by the way. And here Benjamin is playing one of his violin concertos, accompanied by Jordan Williams here on Young Artist Spotlight Live. Thank you. Valley Public Radio Live, Young Artist Spotlight, and I'll tell you what, Benjamin, if Camille Saint-Saëns, wherever he is now, if he could have heard that, he probably would say, who was that with the first movement of my third violin concerto? And that was, again, Benjamin Pegram. We failed to mention, I think, your grade and your school and your teacher.
My school is Kasner Elementary, and my teacher is Dr. Torrid.
I need to ask you one question. And by the way, I'm going to ask our next violinist, too. Emily, you're standing by. What, over the years here, what has been, and I need to tell our listeners that we were, you know, watching Benjamin throughout this. He wasn't even looking at his fingers, much less any music, just looking at the ceiling and the wall, and all of that came out so beautifully. What is the most difficult thing about playing the violin, and what have you really progressed in as far as something that's getting finally easier?
Probably the most difficult thing would be just to, probably just to, like, keep all the notes within your hands and just to know what you're doing, pretty much.
Does it come down to muscle memory after a while?
Yeah, mainly that.
Mainly that. What are your plans as far as music or anything else?
I'll probably, like, teach during college to help pay for the college.
Well, we wish you the best. And again, you're a veteran here, 3 years here. Maybe next time, too. Maybe the next time. Now, speaking of another veteran, Emily Okuyasu has been here since she was how old?
I was 9 years old when I first came.
And how old now?
I'm 12.
And the same question after these 4 years, and actually quite a few before that, I imagine. What's the most difficult thing? Maybe it keeps you up at night. I don't know about the violin saying, darn, I can't master that. I just can't do that. Or is it becoming easier all the time?
The hardest thing maybe is when your teacher gives you music and they ask you to play it on the spot. Trying to figure out what's best is probably the hardest because you don't know really how it sounds.
From, in other words, the sight reading might be the most difficult part?
Yes.
What's your practice routine?
Maybe 1 hour, and then I'll probably watch how the song goes, see how other people play it. And then, you know, I always try to play whenever I can.
And when you're not doing that, what other type of music do you like?
I like classical. I like Mozart, Vivaldi. I like Four Seasons.
I see. And you have for us today what?
I have Berio, Concerto No. 9 in A minor.
Now, this is Berio, not Berlioz. It's Berio Concerto, the first movement. His Concerto No. 9 of the 10 that he wrote, close to 60 compositions, August Berio. Belgian, by the way, speaking from today's unfortunate headlines. And here is Emily Okuyasu, 12 years old. And once again from, I think we failed to mention the grade and the school and your teacher.
I am from St. Anthony's School. I'm in the 6th grade, and my teacher is Dr. Torin.
And you'd think after all these years I would have remembered that. Here she is, Emily Okuyasu, once again the accompanist here, Jordan Williams, live, Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio. Thank you. Thank you, Emily. The first movement of Berio's Violin Concerto No. 9. I believe we can file this edition of Young Artist Spotlight under awesome. Most definitely. We've had with us today three violinists. If you've just joined us, you missed Aidan Coleman, 13 years old, Emily, just now, 12 years old, and Benjamin Pegram, 12 years old. Young Artist Spotlight. Accompanists today were Jordan Williams and Rebecca Messer. Thanks once again to Youth Orchestras of Fresno for actually helping us with two programs this season. Next week, on March the 30th, Young Artist Spotlight Live Harp will fill the studio. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, Carol Sturgis. Production from Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and we are both glad you were here.